This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side Super Tuesday. Trying to go through some of the things that are happening in the election. Trying to do the wrap-up, pseudo-wrap-up. At this point, pretty much every poll is closed. And results are starting to come in, coming from California. They're already calling. It's kind of weird. You know what I mean? I mean, Fox News is calling California for Bernie Sanders. And not that I agree or don't agree or anything along those lines. I just don't know. And the polls just closed a couple of minutes ago. So unless they've done extensive exit polling or something, I don't know. Then I don't know what they're using to call that. Now, some of the ones I feel really feel bad for, I shouldn't, though. You know, Tulsi Gabbard, nothing. Still below negative one every, not negative one, just below 1 point every place you look. Apparently some people aren't paying attention, or maybe they were the absentees. I don't know. You've got Gabbard, again, Klobuchar, about 7, Warren, 19. Overall on the delegate count. Right? You got Biden at 313 right now, maybe more. Probably more, I should say. Man, you look at these things, every time I refresh the screen, they change. But you got to understand, you know, again, I don't know what's going to happen here. Bloomberg is looking at his options. Now, most people without a lot of money, the options would be stay in and raise more money or get out. Or if you have his money, it's stay in and spend more money or get out. Your choice, right? So most people would be looking and say, look, they remember, what was her name? Sally Field. They like me. They really, really like me. He's going to have a mantra going, they don't like me. They really, really don't like me. Look, the man got nothing. What did he get? American Samoa. That's what he won. What, they got six voters down there? Really? Probably did an Andrew Chang on them and said, I'll give every one of you $10,000 a year. That goes far there. Ooh. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting. Oh, here we go, sneeze time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do mean that. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I know there's about a dozen other shows, a dozen other programs you could be watching, you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate it. It means a lot to me, all right? So what happens if Bernie wins? Is it a shoe-in for President Trump? And I'll even go a little further with that. Not so much that it's, whether it's a shoe-in or not a shoe-in for President Trump. But what about Congress? What about the Senate? Are we going to get out there and beat our brains out to make sure that he gets a Congress and a Senate? Otherwise, this is a waste of time. You realize that. I mean that sincerely. He's got to have the votes. He's got to have the people. He has to have the support in the background that he needs to make things happen. Look at the aggravation behind the wall. Look at the aggravation, behind pulling money from Planned Parenthood. How is that going to happen? Sincerely, how is it going to happen? Somebody enlighten me. So at this point, Biden has taken Alabama, Arizona. Does anybody really think this is going to happen? I thought it would be more of a split, and I'm just guessing. Biden's taking Alabama. Biden's taking Arizona. Let's see, Maine. They're kind of calling Maine for Biden. Massachusetts, my God, that's bad. If Massachusetts went for Biden as opposed to Warren, come on. Anybody else think that that's okay, not a big deal? Minnesota went to Biden. Right, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Biden. Tennessee goes to Biden, the poor people. You know, our hearts and prayers go out to the people in Tennessee that were affected by those tornadoes, seriously. You know, I hope they were given extra time to vote. Extra time to get out there. Biden also took Vermont. I mean, I'm sorry, Virginia. Sanders now ends up with California. They're calling Sanders in California with 1% of the vote counted. Anybody else find that weird, or is that just me? You know what I'm saying? And I don't even know where that 1% of the vote is counted, because I'm looking. They have a special site you can go to where they're supposed to be updating it, like, now. And there's nothing there yet. So, anyway, they got Biden. I mean, they got Sanders called for California. Sanders is called for Colorado. I'm not shocked and or surprised with that. Also, Texas. Now, Texas and Utah. And I've been schooled tonight, so Texas maybe, yes. Utah? Are you people serious? Well, the most... probably the most ungodly candidate that we've had in a long time. Utah, you're good with this. You guys have got me totally confused from what I thought you were. Earlier, I got a little note from somebody, but earlier I got a note that the feds have declined to bring charges against Bernie Sanders' wife. Right, or they had declined. Because they had an investigation. There was a pretty shady deal done. Where because of her bad decisions. Now this is something everybody has talked about. Because of her bad decisions, she's pretty much put a college there out of business. Right? She borrowed money, or she had the college borrow money right up to the help. More money than it was able to pay back. Burlington College. And it just about buried them. Joe Bucino, your host. More results after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. Joe Mason, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. A lot going on up there. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved and being engaged. That's really what it takes. You've got to be involved. You've got to be engaged. So some of you know that the show originates out of California. And again, some of you also know that there was a looming, or is a looming, some kind of legal battle that will take place soon between Katie Hill and everybody she's accused of revenge porn, including yours truly. But what's really funny is over the last 4 or 5 days, there's been more and more articles come out about her. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go to my website or go to that Google thing and Google Katie Hill. Disgraced Katie Hill. And, you know, she's being hailed by some as, you know, this great new, you know, wave of legislators. And she truly has had nothing but some drinking issues, what do I want to say? You know, sexual promiscuity, whatever words make you happy. And she is the reason why California is having a special election, because she had to resign from her seat. Because Nancy Pelosi pretty much threw her out of the seat. Now, one of the people that came after me, and I'll probably do more of this, not tonight, but we probably will do more on this because I want to get into the details. I want you to know the details. A freelance reporter for Playboy magazine, or Playboy, I don't even know if the magazine's still around, actually threw a whole bunch of, now they would say, misspeaks, but they were lies. He knew what he was saying when he said it. He knew what he was saying when he printed it. To cover for, then, now we're finding out, his girlfriend. That's right. The journalist who was looking, you know, who actually said to me, that this was a nonpartisan issue. No, it was probably, you know, maybe it was nonpartisan, but definitely was a lover issue, if you would. He was going after everybody to try to get him to back down, but I wasn't going to back down. I knew what I had was true and real. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But we had a bunch of progressives get in the last election wave. And we had our California Republican president of the, or chairman of the California Republican Party step down. Didn't run again, actually. And we had somebody else, you know, step up, step in, get elected, if you would. Because they had a whole bunch of new ideas. They're going to change things. And according to reports, one of the first ideas that she has is to ignore Donald Trump. That's right. She wants congressional candidates, assembly candidates, you know, candidates for state legislature and at the federal level, not to engage about Trump, to openly endorse Trump. I think the California Party didn't endorse Trump for re-election. This is nuts. He's our president. He's a Republican. He has done nothing wrong. And we saw that in the trial, right? But yet, we're being told, or the California Republican Party is saying, hey, do not endorse him. Do not get up cozy with him. Hence why we keep losing. Republicans keep losing in California because they won't stand for anything. They have no spine. It's really that bad. And then by tradition, the Republican, the California Republican chair will lead the Republican delegation at the National Convention to announce our votes for Trump. Right, so how do you do that with a straight face? We didn't endorse. We didn't promote. We actually told our people not to support Trump, and yet we're here to support Trump. Now, I'm seeing things come through. I'm seeing publications coming through about supporting Trump, about the California Party, Republican Party supports Trump, but it's not true. They want you to volunteer for Trump. They want you to give money for Trump. But if they're refusing to actually endorse Trump, how are they spending the money? They use his name to raise it. How will they use the volunteers? Because I've been through this before. I've been involved in this party almost 20 years out here in California. And I've seen some of the games, some of the sidesteps have been played. So what are they going to use the money for? If you give it to them, if you volunteer for them, what are you volunteering for? When you start making phone calls if you're in California, you start making phone calls for the California Party, are you going to be making sure that you include President Trump in that? Do not take for granted that he's in, that he's a shoo-in. I mean, as it stands now, he should win by a landslide, depending on how much they actually steal from him. Right now, the bigger problem right now is that if the chairman of the California Republican Party believes in her theory on 2020 California politics, why tell the LA Times, the Democrats, and the public? I mean, why open your mouth? See, we shoot ourselves all the time. It's going to force the media and the Democrats to hound every GOP candidate, yes or no? Do you support the re-election of Trump? This is not what they should be running around talking about or having an answer to. Rusty Hicks, the chair of the Democrat Party, being paid, well, half of what others are getting paid for the same position. Right? There's no massive voter registration. You don't have to do voter registration in California for Democrats. They, first of all, they do it themselves, and they outnumber Republicans almost 3-1. And part of that is because, as we've seen so much voter fraud today. I myself have fielded phone calls and fielded complaints about voter fraud going on here in California. People have been changed to what's called absentee or vote by mail in other states. Well, they don't vote for mail. They've been voting at their local poll forever. You've got people that are talking about how the new electronic machines, well, they're not calibrated properly. So what happens is when they press a button or they put their finger over something or they go ahead and they press something, it doesn't quite work right. We had one polling place with almost a dozen machines and only two were working. This is and there's always problems in an election. Got it. You got mechanical things, you got things, I get that. But not at this level. Right? What will President Trump do? What will his supporters do? By the way, since Trump is going to win in November, a California GOP member of Congress will be able to do more for the state than if Sanders wins. So why not support the president? Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Our coverage continues of Super Tuesday as voters in 14 states went to the primary polls today. With a look at what's shaping up to be a big night for Joe Biden, here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Chris, Joe Biden winning Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Bernie Sanders winning in his home state of Vermont and Colorado. Right now, Texas and Minnesota too close to call.
Thank you, Robin. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is looking forward to next Tuesday's primary in Michigan, saying at a town hall in Detroit this evening she's the woman who can beat Donald Trump.
I'm fighting back! Fighting back is an act of patriotism!
About a third of the primary delegates are up for grabs in today's balloting, California with the most at 415. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Tonight is election night, so I guess referred to as Super Tuesday, although I don't know what's so super about it. Anyhow, let's just bring on somebody who's a lot smarter than I am when it comes to this stuff. David Summer, or Dave Summer. Dave, oh, my God, Dave Sussman. I'm looking at a picture that just popped up. Dave Sussman joins me. My God. Maybe you should call David Summer, and then I'll call you back so that it all makes sense to everybody.
Dave Summer. You know what? That's actually kind of, that was like my 70s adult
name. Oh, don't do it. Don't do it.
No. I didn't go all the way there. I was just saying that was my acting name in the 1970s. I did have a mustache, though.
Oh, my God. you know what I have in my head right now, right? I mean, can you only imagine? I'm looking at your face, and I'm seeing this pencil mustache across the top of your lip. You know one of those hair lip mustaches? Disgusting.
Pierre Delacto, right? Oh, God.
Come on, stop it. Bad enough that we're R most of the time. Now we're moving to the triple X. God. But I wish I had some of that terrible 70s music, you know, ready to go.
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
All right, stop. Let's come back to reality now. God bless. You know, Tammy's going to come in. She's going to come in here and hit me with something in a second. You know that, right? Anyway.
She'll hit me tomorrow.
I'm doing... That's right. That's right. You're in for me tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So listen, the Bernie Sanders, I mean, look at what's going on here tonight. All across the country, and I'm looking at some of the numbers. I was, you know, checking it out in Fox News as to the wins that are happening. Did you really believe that look, you got Biden taking, what is it, Alabama, Arkansas, he is Maine.
Colorado. Biden's got like 8 states.
I know.
But they're small states. Arkansas's in there. Virginia, I think, is the biggest state for him tonight. Alabama, yeah. But this thing is far from over. But I got to tell you, I was one of those a week ago, 5 days ago, that said Biden was done and that we are going to have a capitalist versus a socialist for the contest. I don't think it's over for Bernie, but the rest of the states don't vote as well for Bernie as California does, or you know, I mean, he's going to do well on the left coast. But here's the thing, Joe. I think Bernie Sanders is the biggest mind. Best way of saying this here, he is the biggest twist on people's minds that you could ever imagine. How does a man, 77, 78 years old, that's been in politics for 30, 40 plus years, who is a millionaire that owns 3 homes and flies privately, somehow has cornered the market of the working schmo that needs the government to take care of him? I don't understand it. How do people equate that?
I don't know how he has sold this. I mean, but again, here's a group of people that, and I'm not talking about people in the states. I'm talking about the Democrats as a whole. Here's a group of people that scream and yell, and they have a marching stance to the fact that we don't want old, rich, white people, especially males, running this country. And who's going to, no matter who wins in their top three or whatever, what are they going to end up with? An old, rich, white guy running the country. I'm sorry, it's hypocrisy at its finest, is it not?
Yeah, it truly is. But listen, what the Democrats, we just saw something tonight I don't think we've seen in decades, and that is that the early favorite, which in the case of the Democrats right now was Bernie, is now taking a back seat. And I think I read somewhere, the last time we saw this was Reagan-Bush in 1980. You know, Bush came out winning Iowa and New Hampshire, and Reagan came on strong in Super Tuesday. That's the last time that we've seen this. And Biden is the safe vote. Biden is the Democrat saying, okay, we're not going to go with the crazy uncle socialist. We're going to end up looking like Mondale and McGovern.
Right.
We need to figure out a way. Bloomberg's come in, and at first everybody raised their eyebrows and says, this seems interesting. He was a New York City mayor, and he's a centrist kind of, sort of. And then he came out and did his debate performance last week, and that was the end of him. So they've all come back home, yeah. And they're going back to Obama, which is the closest thing to Obama they have, and that's Biden.
You know, what I'm afraid about is that Biden will pick somebody, because, you know, I mean, forgive me for saying it this way, but he's not very healthy. It's very obvious he's not very healthy. And I don't know what that means. Did they make fun of President Trump? But do you really want Biden with his finger near the button? For real? I mean, this scares me to no end. I don't know about you. And to think about something, you know, you look at some of the numbers that were out there where Sanders was, and as Sanders pushed socialism even harder, his numbers started dropping. Biden's numbers started to rise, and Bloomberg, to your point, you know, I don't know if you heard it tonight in the news, that somebody from inside his camp said that they are reevaluating his run for president tomorrow because he did so poorly. Think about where his mind was at, to think that he was really going to spend all this money and all of a sudden be on top. I mean, he's a little sick. Biden.
Yeah, but he has said, Joe, that he wants to do everything he can to help defeat Trump, whether it's him or somebody else. And so I think that we are now going to be looking at if it's Biden. And, hey, it's still too close to call, and we're probably not going to figure this whole thing out for another month, maybe 6 weeks, to determine who it's going to be. Because, it's you know, they need, what is it, 1,190 or whatever the number is, 1,900? I forget the exact number. Anyway, the fact is that you've got, you know, $61 billion man, Mini Mike, and he is going to put, he's probably going to put several hundred million dollars more, probably over $1 billion combined, into trying to defeat Trump. And he's not going to go away from the standpoint of having an input in this. But going back to your point, I think Joe Biden, did you see, you're on the show tonight, he was making his speech in L.A. tonight, and a couple of protesters jumped on the stage screaming about dairy, kill dairy or something, right? Crazies, okay? And if you watch it closely, He was standing there between his sister and his wife, who he, you know, interchanged. He called his wife his sister and his sister his wife. But he stood there, and he, I don't know about you, but if my wife or my sister, my mother, a female in my life was standing behind me, and all of a sudden, two crazies jumped on the stage, wouldn't you want to step in front of them between your loved ones and the crazies?
I believe I would.
He just stood there. Like he just stood there, kind of perplexed, and his wife and his sister were terrified. You could see them going, you know, their face was in shock, and their hands went up to their face, and they stepped back, and Joe Biden just stood there. He just kind of turned around and goes, "What's this?" You know, listen, voters are ignoring. This is not a cheap shot, and I tweeted this earlier today. I don't want this to be a cheap shot, no. But California voters, voters all across the country tonight are ignoring a very real and potentially devastating presidential campaign killer, and yeah. That is this. The man has dementia, Alzheimer's, or even full-blown senility. And this is going to haunt him because his gaffes are only going to increase. And they're just going to be a continual part. And you and I, we're going to laugh about it. But a lot of people at the back of their mind are going to be saying, this guy isn't all there. And he's going to be 78 at the beginning of his first term.
Yep. No, I'm with you. Hey, I got some interesting numbers for you before we go on, because I think that once the pressure's on, if Biden becomes your nominee and he goes up against Trump, once that pressure comes on the stage, you and I both know people with dementia and or Alzheimer's, he's not going to be able to hold his own. He's going to have a problem, and I don't mean a little problem either. He's going to have a major problem. So I don't know whether they're getting the numbers because they really haven't come in yet that I know of. But, I mean, you look at it in California, with some of the numbers that have come across already, it looks like Bloomberg's in second place. At least that's what it appears to be here. In Colorado, Biden and Bloomberg are fighting for second place. They're only a couple of hundred votes apart. I mean, I look at these things, and I really think, seriously, you know, people didn't want Sanders. And who do they have? They had Biden and Bloomberg. And, my God, if you didn't see somebody or talk with somebody who looked more like, who knew that they were an elitist, they were better than you, they had more money than you, could do a better job than you, Bloomberg was your man. Hey, you know what the sound is. Got a quick break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot coming up. Dave Sussman joins me. He's going to still be with me. We're going to let Dave Summers go, and I'm going to bring in Dave Sussman. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did well. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. At one time, you could say that's where old meets new, right? Aerosmith meets whatever they were. What is it, Run-DMZ or something like that? Now it's all old. Or, excuse me, classic music, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, Dave Sussman joins me. He is the host of the Dave Sussman Show and Whiskey Politics. Great, both great shows. And a frequent guest host here on the show, and I always appreciate his time with us, and I appreciate when he guest hosts, because then I can go out drinking with the boys, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, how you doing, Dave?
And I'm drinking behind the microphone.
There you go. Perfect. Well, at least you're not in the studio. You know, at one time it was illegal to drink in the studio, so I don't know why, though.
Is that an FCC regulation? Or?
It was. You couldn't drink in the radio studios, but now there's so many home studios. Kind
that
of
makes
hard.
Sense, though. You don't want really? Some guy on the public airwaves just getting belligerent, you know?
Can you imagine doing an interview with Bernie Sanders after he's thrown back?
Oh, my God. Your wife. Oh, you know, he's just going crazy.
Oh, God. So we were talking during the break, and what people, you know, I mean, I'm sure this happens all over the country, but especially here in California where they, you know, they started, the motor voter laws and what have you, where illegals are now getting, you know, driver's licenses, and you've got people that have been re-registered as what we call here in California no party preference. You're not a Republican or a Democrat. You've got people that are registered as, you know, permanent mail-in voters, people who have been voting at their local polls for 20 years, and it's creating some major havoc at the polls. And frankly, right now, I don't know where Fox and some of these others were getting their news, because up to a few minutes ago, there were no real numbers, you know, being put out there for this election. But Bernie Sanders, I mean, I know you're not surprised. I'm not either. But Bernie Sanders in California right now is leading with 32% of the vote. Michael Bloomberg, 18%. And Uncle Joe is in there at 17%. Elizabeth Warren at 12%. So, and Pete is gone. But he was doing okay. He got like 9% of the vote, for whatever that's worth.
You got to wonder how many of the states that Bernie Sanders lost tonight, he lost because of Elizabeth Warren. Because she has no business being in this race. She came third in Massachusetts, her own state, Joe. She came a distant third. So, but if you take a look at her numbers, she's got 7% here, 10% there, 12% there. And that's more than the margins Bernie lost to Biden by in some of those states. And you know those are the same votes.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I'm looking at this stuff and say it's just like in some of the races here in California, where you've got the more local congressional and what have you races, where certain people should have got out. They shouldn't be around. Jake Uecker, you know who he is, right? Uecker?
Yeah,
the animal, right, yeah. You know, he's one that's got all his people voting for him, or whatever you want to call them, his listeners, who think it's really cool to have him running.
Yeah, but all of Young Turks don't live in the 25th.
No, I get that. But he's got a lot of young people that are walking for him and doing all that other stuff. I think it's great that you can turn out young people. But the reality behind this, a lot of these people aren't paying attention to what they're going to. What would somebody like him do? Just because he's popular, what would he actually do? He knows nothing about legislative issues. All he knows is that everybody should be able to eat for free. Borders should be wide open. These guys make me crazy, as you can tell.
And condoning bestiality.
Well, without getting graphic, yes, but only if it has one twist to it, if you would.
What's that?
Never mind. I don't know. I don't know who's listening. But bottom line was, as long as you're having sex with the animal's not having sex with you, he's okay with that. I'm just telling you like it is. Anyway, so during some of the breaks, look, people, I just tell you what's going on. That's all. You do what you want with it.
No, I threw it out there, and you took and ran with it, Joe.
Thanks a lot. Somebody's going to come in here and hit me with a baseball bat in a few minutes. I just know it.
Jake Uecker, listen, I can say this. I've met the guy. I know you know.
You guys
are, the man's a pig. He's a disgusting pig. He's an angry, angry man. And I've been in his company several times. I've met him a couple of times briefly. He won't know who I am because he's surrounded by a lot of people. But he's just a boiling, seething anger, you know. And I don't know what it is about that kind of personality, but we all remember those people in school, and they were bullies, and they were loud and obnoxious. Most people grew out of it because they realized that it's no way to act civilized like that in mixed company. He just went off with it and turned it into a career. And I was talking about the 1619 Project on Whiskey Politics last week, and I actually included a clip of him and his lady friend who works at Young Turks, Anna Kasparian, I think is her name, and just using them to talk about, if you believe that the 1619 Project, which for your listeners is a total revisionist view of slavery, and that everything in the United States today is based upon systemic racism going back to the 1619 when the slaves first got here. He says, if you disagree with that, you are racist. You know, and that's everything for them. It's just he's just a nasty, nasty guy.
Well, they have, you know, you and I don't get to talk that often, at least on the air. You know, when you talk about the stuff, racism, for instance, when they call you racist, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, if somebody had called you or I a racist on the air, you would have really stopped and thought about it. What am I saying? What am I doing? What am I putting out there, right? Now they say it. What's it mean? Nothing. It has absolutely no meaning to it because they have made it of no effect. And that goes with a whole bunch of other stuff that they're putting out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just terrible. Okay. I know it's early, but I'm going to ask you anyhow. Biden or Bernie ending up getting the nod? Well, they're going to try to fight Bernie. You know that.
Well, yeah, the establishment wants nothing to do with Bernie. I think most Democrats are not AOC plus three squad progressive communist socialist Democrats. I think a good chunk of the American population, the 80% around the middles, are not the 10% on the extremes that we hear on Twitter. And right. The 40% left of center in this country Bernie gets up last week and he actually said that, you know, that the communist thing in Cuba, not so bad. People got to read.
And the ones that couldn't read, they shot. So they don't have to put them on public services
anymore.
They
got on their little lifeboat and sailed to Florida. But, you know, it's not such a bad thing
when
you have a population of people that can read, you know. And Democrats, classic liberal Democrats, we're friends with some. You know, they were like, holy cow, okay, breaks time, let's go with the senile guy.
Well, I tell you what, I am surprised. I'm still surprised. I know, and I'm not new at this, but I'm surprised the way things turned out tonight. I'm really surprised that people are going for Biden, but I guess if it's a choice between Biden and Bernie, God, think about this. I'm sitting here thinking about who would I vote for, the communist or the senile guy? Right?
That's how bad it is for the Democrats, that they're going with creepy Uncle Joe, who I wouldn't trust around any female in my family, especially under the age of 10. I'm serious. There's something creepy about it, and I don't care. It's just, it's old Uncle Joe. He's gotten away with being just old Uncle Joe for 30 years. There's something just gross about that. But here's the thing. I think Trump at this stage right now, you know how I know he wins? Because the polls are showing Biden's going to beat him. So, you know, we can go back to this time 4 years ago, and Hillary was, you know, 20, 30 points up on top of Trump. So
yeah.
I think, you know, that Trump is only down 10 points to Biden right now. That's a very good sign for Trump.
No, I agree with you. I think they're going to play with these numbers. They're going to keep playing with these polling numbers forever because they're so, you know, they're so afraid. And they think it drives people. They're so wrong. They are so just out of touch with reality. Look at Bloomberg. Look. God, I wish we had 3 hours. You look at Bloomberg, you look at Biden, you look at and Warren. I mean, the reparation queen, right? I mean, she thinks she's going to pull them all in, and look what she ended up with. Nothing. She was screeching on TV tonight saying, hey, look, I'm the woman that's going to fight for you. I'm the only woman up here. Please, you got to vote for me because I'm the woman. I'm the fighter. I'm going, oh, my God, right? You're begging. You've just crossed into the line of begging because you're getting spanked tonight and spanked badly.
Yeah. She, according to her speech tonight, I think it was in Michigan. I think it was Michigan. She made it sound like she's continuing on. She's going to move on. And it goes back to what you and I were talking about when I first came on. And that's going to impact Bernie because she's splitting the Bernie vote.
Wow. You think okay, let's get a little deep, dark state, right? You think they're keeping her on or they're egging her on to stay on to make sure Bernie doesn't make it and to make sure it's Biden?
Oh, there's so much grifting going on with the DNC. Are you kidding me? Are you telling me that in a spate of 36 hours, Steyer, Buttigieg,
I know,
and Klobuchar all come out, and then, you know, you got Klobuchar and Buttigieg getting out there immediately endorsing Biden? Are you kidding me? That didn't just happen.
No, I agree. I agree with you. Something went down. Listen, we're up against it. They're going to get you here tomorrow night, right? Until then, though, check them out, right? The Dave Sussman Show or
Whiskey Politics on YouTube. Best place to go.
Yep, there you go. Dave, thanks for being with me. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Go back to your whiskey.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. Joe Messina, your host. If you're on the phone waiting, I am so sorry I didn't get to you. I really mean that sincerely. Appreciate your time spending with us. As far as polling goes here in California, the polls aren't going to close for a while, but the way it looks now, Biden isn't even close. Joe Messina, your host. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Dave will talk more about this tomorrow. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.